You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Life without faith in God is a dead end.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father, we cannot live without you. Give us faith to overcome our depressions, that we may live with joy and courage. Forgive our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, and restore to us the free spirit of being members of your family. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. When I asked a friend whose name is Don for a suggestion regarding a good text on the subject of human depression, physical, mental, and spiritual depression, he said, "Why not make it Don 1:1? He is used to helping people who are depressed, and he was telling me that he himself knows what depression is. That's honest and intelligent at the same time. Honest and intelligent people don't walk around their problems as if they do not exist. They see themselves as they are, without rosy-colored glasses. Few people can say that they have never known what it is to be depressed." Real depression gave birth to a great psalm. It starts out with the words that our Lord used himself at the climactic moment of his life. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why do you refuse to help me or even to listen to my groans? Day and night I keep on weeping, crying for your help, but there is no reply, for you are holy. The praises of our fathers surrounded your throne. They trusted you, and you delivered them. You heard their cries for help, and you saved them. They were never disappointed when they sought your aid. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned and despised by my own people and by all mankind. Everyone who sees me mocks and sneers and shrugs. Is this the one who rolled his burden on the Lord, they laugh? Is this the one who claims the Lord delights in him? We'll believe it when we see God rescue him. Lord, how you helped me before. You took me safely from my mother's womb and brought me through the years of infancy. I depended upon you since birth. You have always been my God. Don't leave me now, for trouble is near, and no one else can possibly help. The psalmist goes on to say that his strength has been drained away like water, and all his bones are out of joint. My heart, he says, melts like wax. My strength is dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to my mouth, for you have laid me in the dust of death. The enemy, this gang of evil men, circles me like a pack of dogs. They have pierced my hands and feet. They can count every bone in my body. See these men of evil gloat and stare. They divide my clothes among themselves by a toss of the dice. O Lord, don't stay away. O God, my strength, hurry to my aid. Rescue me from death. Spare my precious life from all these evil men. Save me from these lions' jaws and from the horns of these wild oxen. Yes, God will answer me and rescue me. The man who wrote these words was deeply depressed. He probably had good reason for feeling that way. He was in trouble, deep trouble. His depression is real, not psychotic, which is unreal, but the real feeling of a real man who is down in the mouth and all but down and out. It's the kind of thing that can happen to anyone. One man described it very well when he talked about a day he spent recently. It was one of those days, he said, when he didn't want to leave home to go to work in the morning. When he got to work, he couldn't really get going, and he didn't really do anything all day. When quitting time came, he couldn't stand the thought of returning home. As many people can tell you, that's the way depression works. Medical people and professional observers of human moods put various labels on different forms of human depression. We aren't interested in labels today, just in people. That's the way people feel. My strength is gone like water spilled on the ground. All my bones seem out of joint. My heart feels like melted wax inside me. Maybe you're out of sorts today. You had a fight with your wife or your husband this morning. You are displeased with yourself because you acted childishly. You have been hurt. Instead of doing something to repair the hurt, you begin to feel sorry for yourself. You are misfit. Nobody loves you. You snap back at a helping hand or a healing word. You don't want that kind of help. You're depressed, and you don't care whether anybody knows it. I've known parents whose children got into trouble. It was real trouble, and they knew it. Instead of feeling sorry for their children, they felt sorry for themselves. They felt just like the psalmist, no longer a man, a worm, despised and scorned by all. Depression is a dead end. It's an authentic feeling. A lot of people have it, and others who have to live with them know that it's real. But it's still a dead end. It leads nowhere. It kills. A man dies a little bit with every fit of depression. The end of that road can truly be called death. The psalmist was ready to give up on himself, and he would have given up, except for one thing. He still had faith in God. Let nobody say that faith in God is unimportant. It's the difference between life and death. It was that for this man, and it was for our Lord when he died for the sins of the world. The psalmist might have been surprised to hear his words on the lips of the Son of God and the Savior of the world. His psalm becomes a prophecy of Jesus Christ. It should not surprise anybody who knows Jesus Christ. He took our humanity, every bit of it, into his own heart. He took us, every one of us, into his own heart. He was and he is God's man for all men everywhere. That's the gospel of God in Jesus Christ. This is God entering our life, every nook and cranny of it. It's a great thing for people to know that God does that when they have just been informed that their newborn baby, whose coming they've been looking forward to for a long time, is physically deformed or mentally retarded. They begin to ask themselves whether they did something wrong to deserve what looks to them like a rebuke. They have guilt feelings, as all of us do. With no God to turn to, no faith to hold on to, people like that run up against a blank wall. They are depressed. I can understand that, and so can you. People with no problems of health at all can feel terribly depressed. I've seen that in boys and girls when somebody makes fun of them. They want to be accepted badly. Instead, they are treated badly. They feel clumsy, rejected, with no faith to turn to. Boys and girls can be as depressed as their elders. I've met pious people who felt rejected by God. They see themselves as abandoned by the one in whom they have put their confidence. Having suffered one misfortune, maybe an unexpected bereavement, they withdraw into themselves, insisting that they have been disappointed in their faith. That's the way the psalmist felt. "You are my God," he cried. "You always took care of me. I could depend on you since birth. Now I am surrounded, overcome, a lost soul." It's even more difficult when people make fun of you. You can take the misfortune, but you don't see anything funny about it. You are no good, that's what. Anger turns in on yourself. You don't do anything right. You're a failure, a complete failure. You're a worm, not a man. Everybody's against you. There's just so much you can take, and this is too much. That's a dead end. It's a dead end for parents who find that they are not perfect, and for pious people who find out that, after all, they are human. In the same way it is for people who have no faith at all and see no light at the end of the tunnel. It was a mighty hopeless day when the Son of God said with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? The words of the psalmist came to him that day as an authentic expression of what he actually felt. He had done everything, and this is what he got. Death like the death of a common criminal. My God, he said. At the lowest point, he never forgot God. His father was still his father. He never gave up on his father. His father never gave up on him. He was not abandoned by his father. That's the way it is with God, our Father. We know him in Jesus Christ. He is the one who died and was raised from the dead. He shows the whole world what it is to be the son of such a father. The next thing Jesus Christ said on his cross was, it is finished. And after that, Father, into your hands I commit my soul, my life, my all. Now that's faith. Don't let anybody say that faith is unimportant in a world which finds it so hard to believe. Life without faith in God is a dead end. Without faith in God, depression is not so much psychotic as logical. It's where people come out logically when they have nothing to look forward to. The psalmist still had God, and so did our Lord. He died. That innocent death of his is the life of our world. He died for us all, that those who live by faith in him should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Jesus lives, and people come to life again by faith in him. Jesus Christ is always a new future, where the past is forgiven for his sake because he died, where the future is guaranteed because he lives. The present, with all of its invitation to depression, is constantly renewed through faith in Jesus Christ that there will always be a new tomorrow. Without Christ, a dead end. With Christ, life renewed without end. Faith turns the world around. Faith in Jesus Christ. Take heart, he says to you today. I am in control of the world. He is in control by virtue of his cross, where he paid the price for your sins, and by virtue of his open tomb, where he rose to life again and was declared to be the Son of God with power. He is Lord. Have faith in him. Faith in Christ is the way out of the darkness into the light. Open your eyes and see. You may be a worm and something less than a man, but there is always Christ. Faith in him is like glue to put life together again and to hold it together. It is like insect repellent to drive away the evil. It is like armor to face the foes and to do battle with them. It's like light to show the way. The way to cope with depression and to dispel it is to have faith. Faith in God that he means what he says. You are precious in my eyes, he says. I love you. I forgive you. And I want you to join my family. Take what I give you and live. Take what God has to give, my friend, and live. That's faith. It's not taking and leaving, but taking and giving. That, my friend, is life. Eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.